Then in terms of our daily life, one thing I think that's very important to keep in mind is that by working with Shenpa, it will benefit our relationship with other people and with the world. For instance, if you're an activist with Shenpa, it doesn't work too well. You may accomplish your cause, but there's so much aggression going into it. And I've told this story about Jarvis's story called Angry Faces. I've told that story a lot. But basically, in a nutshell, he's watching television without the sound on, and they keep yelling from the other cells to change the station. And first he sees Ku Klux Klan, and he says, well, what are they doing? And the other people yell to him what they're doing. Then the next is he sees these people demonstrating, and he asks what they're doing, and he's told by the other inmates that they're Greenpeace people demonstrating. And then the next time it's all these people in a room in suits and ties, and he's told that it's the Senate meeting. And then he yells back, well, I've learned something tonight. They all have the same angry faces. So you see, that's the thing of adding aggression to the atmosphere of the planet, if you see what I'm saying. And from that point of view, it doesn't really matter what side you're on. You're still getting so Shenpa-ized that it's really not achieving the peace that you seek at the deep, profound root level. You're still caught in the dynamic of for and against and right and wrong and the aggression that's involved in that and the hatred even that's involved in that. And again, that's the other story I tell where I was talking about everyone has prejudice and everyone has aggression, and this person raised their hand and said, no, I work all the time for the poor and the disabled and listed all these causes and I have no prejudice against anyone. And then I said, well, how about rich people? And then they sort of like, the Shenpa was written all over their face, and they said, yeah, I guess rich people, yeah. So we have our prejudices. Prejudice is energy imbued with Shenpa, too. It's anything that gets its hooks in you, you know. So without the Shenpa, you can really be effective. I imagine that in the civil rights movement, that was really characterized by a philosophy of no Shenpa called nonviolence. But they were trained that way, and they were in situations, I just can't imagine being hated and yelled at, obscenities, and then beaten and hit and dogs being sicked on you. I just can't imagine. And the attitude was, until both sides are healed, nothing is healed, you know, the beloved community. So that's a Shenpa-based philosophy. And same thing with the Gandhi movement and Mother Teresa and various other things, you know. So the world situation today is very Shenpa-ridden. Basically, when you have any distance from it, you just wonder what's going on. It's just hatred against hatred. When you're not involved in either side, you see the insanity of it. But if you're involved with one side or the other, then there's a lot of Shenpa, and you just see that you're right and they're wrong. So do you see what I'm saying? So in post-meditation, just to know that this is not about becoming a doormat or being inactive, never expressing your views. It's about realizing that it's better to keep your mouth shut than to put your foot in your mouth, you know. Or to keep your mouth shut than to put your foot in someone else's mouth, you know. It's better to refrain when you're out of control, basically. It's just like in partner relationships or with your children or parents or anything. I mean, you know, you learn. You don't have to be too smart to know that when you're really hot under the collar, or they are, it's good to go out for a walk or something and cool down before you go on with the subject. This is just common sense, really. Except with working with Shenpa, you really begin to see it and have prajna. Prajna is like you look at the situation. If you don't have a vested interest in the Middle East, let's say in Israel, if you don't have a vested interest, and you look at the situation, you just see two groups of people who hate each other and are killing each other, and that everyone is suffering constantly. That's a kind of prajna, because you have a sort of distance. You begin to get that prajna about yourself. You see what's kicking the wheel, and you choose to stop kicking the wheel because you want there to be peace in the world, and peace in your family, and peace in your neighborhood. peace in your own mind. And so you stop kicking the wheel because you really begin to see that it is the seed or the root of all the confusion and hatred. So basically you stop kicking the wheel to de-escalate prejudice, yours and others, to de-escalate aggression of all kinds, yours and others, to de-escalate violence, your own and others. And this is sort of Shempan everyday life. And mostly we work with ourselves, our side of it. So hopefully that's some help. And